I want to praise the Lord for giving the choir the ability to do that and for the time that they have put into it. I know they have each one individually and their families have sacrificed a lot. And I personally appreciate it and choir on behalf of the assembly. I want to thank all of you for what you've done. That was beautiful. Wonderful music and words and well done. And we praise the Lord for that. He is here. He is here. If you happen to get a Jeopardy game for Christmas this year, or if Jeopardy is a show that you have enjoyed even recently or over the years, you know that when a statement is made, then you're supposed to come up with the question, right? He is here. So the question maybe is, where is the Lord Jesus? He is here. I think about that question, and maybe in the light of Christmas, we could phrase it like this. Where is he who was born the King of the Jews? The Magi asked that question as they came to Jerusalem searching for this one whose star they had seen. We'll get it here. They sang about it and spoke about it, and they saw the star. And they came looking for him. Where is he who was born King of the Jews? Of course, the answer that came back from the prophet Micah in the Old Testament scriptures, he would be born in Bethlehem. We heard about the shepherds this morning. They too were sent looking for this baby, the one who was born, the Savior. And they were told that they would have a sign to follow, not a star, but a sign. They would find the baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, and they went to search for the baby. Where is he? And when they reached that stable, they found out he is here. When the Magi reached that house there in Bethlehem where the Lord Jesus was, they found out he is here. But as we come full circle with the singing of the choir this morning, he is here. Obviously, their thoughts were not only to bring us to the point where we remember the Lord Jesus coming to Bethlehem, but as was made very clear, that he is here. I've been thinking about a verse, a familiar verse from the revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ. In chapter 3 and verse 20, the verse goes like this. The Lord Jesus is speaking, and he says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock." So we might say, he is here. Where is he? He is here. And in a sense, he is at the door, not only of our local church, but he is at the door of every heart this morning. This verse has often been used to proclaim the good news of the Lord Jesus, that he is desiring to come into the life of every individual, every human being, anywhere, of any time. It's his desire to come in and to take over the life and to make a new life out of the old life, to make a new creation out of the old creature, to take the unrighteous sinner and to declare them righteous before God, to bring the person separated from God and bring that individual into a relationship with God, yes, to make that individual a child of God, a son of God, a daughter of God, standing at the door, knocking. He's already paid for the sins of the whole world. He did that at Calvary. That perfect birth led to a perfect life, leading to a perfect death. A death that was planned before the creation of the world, before the foundation of the world. A death that was planned to be a substitutionary death. The perfect sinless one dying and taking upon himself the sins of the whole world. He died for you. He rose again, and now he offers himself. Take me. I am the gift. Receive me for this Christmas season and for all time, for eternity. He's here. He came into His own. We read in John chapter 1, and His own did not receive Him. How sad. But how wonderful that to those who did receive Him. He gave the right to become the children of God, even to those who believe on His name. But you know, most of us here this morning at least would profess to know the Lord Jesus. I would say that most of us here this morning have received the Lord Jesus as our Savior. But you know what? The proclamation of the choir and the proclamation of Christmas and this question comes to us too. Where is He? He's at the door of our hearts too. This was written here to a local church originally, the church at Laodicea. And the Lord Jesus is wanting to come in. I want to read the verse again and complete the verse this time. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him and he with me. You see, this Christmas, as every day of every year, the Lord Jesus is wanting to fellowship with us. And those of us who have recognized that we're sinners and we've come to the Lord Jesus, the one who died for our sins and rose again, we've received Him as Savior, we've been brought into the family of God and made a new creation, we've been forgiven, we've been given the assurance of home in heaven, we've been given peace and hope and joy and love. But you know what? It's so busy in our world. So busy. In this time of year, what has been busy for 11 and a half months just gets even busier as we come down to the end of the year. And so often, it seems that in our individual lives and in our families, that the Lord Jesus is there at the door. He's here. And this morning, I believe He is here for those of us who know Him too. And He's saying, if you'll hear my voice, if you'll listen to the message that's been sung this morning, if you will listen to my word, if you will listen to my knock, if you will listen to me calling to you, and you will open that door, I'll come in and fellowship with you. And we'll have sweet fellowship today. And not just today, but every day. If we're sensitive to His nearness, He is here. Not just in this building. If you're a believer in the Lord Jesus, you know He's with you every moment of every day. But that doesn't mean that you're fellowshipping with Him every moment of every day, does it? He's here. He's here knocking for those who don't know the Lord Jesus as Savior. He is knocking. His mercy, His grace, His love are extended to you. Receive Him today. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. Right where you're sitting, you can ask Him to save you right now. He'll do it. He's willing. He's willing. He's able. But you must admit that you're a sinner and that you need Him to be your Savior and that He is the only hope. And you can open that door, as it were, by faith and believe on the Lord Jesus and receive Him. For those of us who are already believers in the Lord Jesus, again, might we hear the knock and might we hear His voice? We hear a knock and we may not know who's there. But we hear His voice. And He tells us that His sheep hear His voice. We know Him. Might we open again our hearts and our minds and our lives to the Lord Jesus during this busy time of year. And may we enjoy that fellowship in His Word, in prayer, focusing on Him. The Lord Jesus. Let's pray. Father, we give You great thanks from humble hearts this morning. What a privilege to meet together freely as we are doing right now, to come to this place and to hear these beautiful songs that speak of Your Son, the Lord Jesus, and His entrance into this world. Father, we thank You for the impact of that birth. As was mentioned this morning, the world has never been the same and will never be the same because of the Lord Jesus, because God has become flesh Emmanuel, God with us. We thank you this morning that your Son is here. We thank you that he came to this earth. We thank you for the fulfillment of all of those prophecies of the Old Testament that look forward to his coming. And we thank you, Father, for fulfilling those prophecies. Thank you, Father, for the submission of Mary to your will. Thank you, Father, for the response of those shepherds to that message. Thank you, Father, for the Magi and their hearts to find the one who was born King of the Jews, that they might worship him and adore him. Father, thank you for the many examples in the Scripture of those whose hearts have been touched by the Holy Spirit. And Father, thank you for the many examples in this room right now of hearts that have been touched, lives that have been changed. Father, we thank you for the testimonies of those who have found peace, who have found joy, who have found hope in the Lord Jesus. Emmanuel, God with us. Thank you for him. We pray this morning for any who are here that have never received the Lord Jesus. They may be religious, but they've never received your Son as Savior. Father, by your Holy Spirit, please convict them right now. Please help them to see that the only way to you is through your Son who died for them out of love and rose again. And Father, for those of us who have received your Son, how we thank you for what you've done in our lives. And Father, how we desire that during this Christmas season, that every day of every year of our lives, that we might fellowship intimately with the Lord Jesus. He has made that possible. Father, help us not to neglect him standing at the door, knocking, calling to us. Father, we thank you that by faith we can open the door and he will come in and he will dine with us and we will dine with him and we will feast upon his person and upon his word and upon his work. Thank you, Father, for the fellowship that we're able to enjoy with the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the great I Am, the wonderful Counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Father, how we thank you for Jesus who came to save his people from their sins. Our Lord, our Christ, we acknowledge and honor him this morning. And we thank you for him. Thank you for the gift, O Father, of your Son, indescribable. We praise you and we thank you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. May the Lord bless you. We look forward to seeing you hopefully tonight, Wednesday night, and next Sunday. A Merry Christmas. Praise the Lord. Thank you.